Welcome to the eighth episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today we're going to be going over a little bit of news, my current trophy count along with the brawlers I've been doing best and worst with. We're going to be going over a brawler tip for Brock, and we also will be doing a box opening. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Before we get into the news, I wanted to let you guys know that now I'm on summer break, so hopefully I'll be able to pump out maybe an extra one or two episodes a week, so stay tuned for that, and yeah, I'll be trying to upload at least three times. Hopefully I can do four podcasts a week. So yeah, anyway, now with the news. We really don't have that much news this week. The only notable thing that really happened is the Maple Barley skin has come out, so this was for when Brawl Stars went beta. It came out the same day that it originally dropped in the beta version. So, yeah, now you can get them, I guess, to just celebrate it coming out 1 or 2 years ago in Canada. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool skin. I'm probably not going to get it because I don't really like spending gems on skins. But, yeah, overall, I do like it more than a lot of, like, the Brock skins and it might be my favorite Barley skin, actually. So, yeah, if you like collecting skins, I definitely recommend getting it. So, that's pretty much all for the news. Nothing really big happened this week, and hopefully we can get something exciting to happen in the upcoming weeks. So, anyway, yeah, let's move on to the next segment. All right, so now we're on my current trophy count. So, one of the main reasons I didn't drop the podcast on Sunday was for the box opening, because I was going to get around 4 boxes over the nighttime, because the season ended yesterday at like midnight or something like that. So I got an extra 4 boxes, so that's why I decided I would post a podcast today. But anyway, so with the season reset, my crow did drop down from, I believe I had him at, what was it? Oh, yeah, I had him at 540. I was really pushing him up, but then he got dropped down to 520. So, so right now at the moment, I got him up to 525, and he's actually in the top 200 in the USA. So that's pretty exciting. That's my first top 200 US brawler that wasn't like BB the first few hours she came out. So that was pretty exciting. And currently, I'm sitting at 5,528 trophies, so a pretty solid jump from last week, but nothing crazy. So also, I took the advice of my listeners, and I decided that I would start really trying to use Dynamike, and I was having a lot of success with him on Heist. Pretty much, I would just go to on the most recent Heist map that was out yesterday, I would go to the corner where there's walls protecting it, and then just, like, throw up my dynamite things at the safe, and no one could really stop me. So I went on a big win streak, like 10 in a row or something. So I went up 50 trophies with Dynamike. So, yeah, he's the brawler I gained the most trophies with. And he's now in my 7th highest trophy brawler, so that's pretty exciting. I have him at around 250. So the brawler I lost the most trophies with was Rico. I went from 226 to 215. So I was just kind of being way too aggressive with Rico and playing him on Showdown, which really is not his best mode at all. So yeah, I was just kind of not playing too well with him, not playing that smart, and as a result, I just lost some trophies with him. So hopefully I can get him back up. My favorite mode to play him in is probably like Heist. Yeah, now that I think about it, I probably should have played Rico more yesterday. I only played like one game of Heist with him yesterday, but yeah, so I ended up losing 11 with Rico. Hopefully by next week I'll have him back up. So my favorite map that came out this past week was the Passage map. This was out, I think, on Saturday, maybe Sunday, but I was having a lot of fun playing in this map. Got a decent amount of trophies overall using it, so yeah, Passage is actually now one of my favorite Showdown maps. I didn't really even know it existed until it came out, so yeah, it was a pretty fun map. So anyway, that's pretty much for all I've been doing trophy-wise. Hopefully I can get up to 6,000 in the next few weeks. I think that'd be pretty exciting, and then I'd have a mech box to open. And my goal by the end of the season is to have my crow on the top 200 global leaderboard, not just the US one. So, yeah, let's move on to the next segment. All right, now we're on the brawler tip segment. This week I'm going to be giving you some tips on Brock. So Brock is, in my opinion, probably at this point, I'd say he's probably the top three best brawlers, with the brawlers I had ahead of him all getting nerfed. So Brock is really good at the current moment. So some tips I have with him is, if you are going up against like a Crow, or Crow probably isn't the best example, but like a Rico or just any squishy brawler that like you're hiding in the bush and they walk by, don't be afraid to just rush up with them and just spam the auto aim button, because you can get three quick like rockets to just burst out, and it can three shot actually a lot of brawlers. So sort of learn how much damage your attack does, and then see which brawlers you can three shot. And those ones, try to get up close and you can get three auto aims and easily kill them. So yeah, don't be afraid to get up close to some of those brawlers. So a really good counter to Brock is the throwers, because they can just hide behind walls and stuff. So once you get like Brock super, pretty much what you're gonna want to do is just shoot the super at them and make sure you break the walls. So that way, when you break the walls, the thrower has no protection anymore, and also hopefully you can at least get one or two rockets to hit them and kill them. And even if you can't kill them with the super, now they have no cover and you can just easily kill them. So yeah, that's probably the best way to deal with the throwers, because they can be really annoying against Brock. So next up is, against a lot of brawlers, just try to keep your distance if possible, because at the end of the day, Brock is a lot better at long range than close range, because pretty much he has the longest range in the game. I think Jean might have longer range than him, but Jean doesn't really count because he only does like 200 damage at max range, and Brock does something like 1,400. So yeah, Brock pretty much has the longest range, so if you're able to stay far away from brawlers and keep them in your range, you'll pretty much be able to win any 1v1 if you're able to keep your space. So yeah. Also, another cool trick that I learned with Brock is, if there's two boxes next to each other on a showdown map, you can get right up next to them in between the two, and then it will damage both of the boxes instead of just one, because Brock does like splash damage or something. It's kind of small, but it is possible to break two boxes at the same time. So yeah, early game, when you're trying to get some boxes quick, make sure you do them both at the same time, so you can open up the boxes twice as fast and just be more set as the game goes on. So those are pretty much all the good tips I have for Brock. Actually, I guess I could also tell you the game modes he's good in. So his best game modes are probably Showdown, Solo and Duo, Heist, Siege, and Bounty. So he's really good in most of the modes. I don't think he's amazing in Gem Grab. I think he's probably viable, but I don't really like to use him, and he isn't amazing in my opinion. And then also in Brawl Ball, a lot of the maps are sort of closed up. He's not really good on those, but some of the open maps you could use Brock pretty well in. So yeah, overall Brock is one of the best brawlers in the game, so hopefully these tips help you get a bunch of trophies with him. So yeah, let's move on to the box opening. All right, so I apologize. I got a phone call in the middle of the box opening, and it ended up like deleting the second half of it. So yeah, I don't know why I did that. When I got the phone call from like some random spam thing, it just paused the recording. So I lost half of the box opening, but luckily I still have some boxes on my mini account. I haven't listened over it yet, so hopefully I get the part where I pulled Frank. I think I will, because I got that before I got the phone call. So yeah, I apologize about that. But at least I have some boxes. It really isn't much of my mini account. It's only two boxes. So yep. Let's open these up real quick. 30 coins, 6 Rico, 7 Carl, and 1 event ticket. 14 coins, 6 Shelly, and 8 Piper. So yeah, I do apologize for losing half of the box opening. It is kind of annoying that I just lost all of that, but yeah, anyway, I guess I can learn from my mistakes and like turn on do not disturb while I'm recording so I don't that doesn't happen again. At least I didn't really get anything crazy in the second half, so yeah, anyway, it's pretty much all for the box opening. Welcome to the outro segment of this podcast. So like I said at the beginning of the episode, I am going to be trying to get out at least 3, maybe 4 episodes each week. So if you have any podcast segments that you want me to do over the summer break, leave a review letting me know what you want me to do so I can sort of do things you guys want, not just random things that I come up with. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to be coming out with another ranking podcast. It's going to be on the most star power alliant brawlers, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I might do like the best supers or something like that. It hasn't been completely decided, but yeah. So, anyway, if you want to get shouted out in the next episode, be sure to leave a 5-star review and I'll read it live on the show on Wednesday or Tuesday or whenever. So, yeah, thanks for listening and I'll see you in the next episode.